This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That was Kristaps Porzingis. The second part of that, the first part, Jason Tatum. The question the Celtics social media crew posed to the players was 100 NBA players versus one gorilla. The question that's been just making the rounds everywhere on social media was simply 100 men versus a gorilla. I don't think Kristaps is right. I don't take 20 men against, because I think the first 5 to 7 men are dead. So now you're down to like 13 to 15 men, and now it's a question. If you have 100, you can send waves at the gorilla. But the great question, can 100 men, 100 Ted Johnsons, 100 Fitzies, what if it was just 100 of this show? So there's 5 of us. So there was 20 of each of us. Mm-hmm. Could we take down the gorilla, Ted?
Absolutely.
Oh,
no way.
Fitzies come. I got an absolutely and a no way.
No
so
way.
Do Ted.
I mean, I don't know. How big is it? How big is do gorillas get?
Oh,
big.
800 pounds.
I think we would get destroyed, man.
Why?
Not if you throw the first. So there's 20 Stizzes, 20 Dans, 20 Teds, 20 Andys, 20 Fitzies.
Oh, so there's
100.
There's 100 of them.
Oh,
yeah.
So
what you do is you just sacrifice the first 20 Stizzes and just throw them.
Right. There's eventually, It's just you keep throwing numbers.
How do we kill the gorilla? So this is something I brought up yesterday with Jones and Keith.
You slam it in the head. You got to hit.
You got to choke him out. You got to
choke him out.
You got to get somebody on his back with a great grip to just wrap around, get under his chin. I don't know how long it takes to choke a gorilla out.
Choke him out.
And then once he's down, then you can smash his skull while he's knocked unconscious kill him. But
choke him out. That's it.
I think you got to choke him out.
To the head.
Well, you don't have weapons. No weapons.
Okay.
Nobody's got weapons. Yes, Dan Ball.
From the stats and info department, your average adult male gorilla is anywhere between 300 and 430 pounds, stands between 5 feet and 6 feet tall, and of course, their wingspan, 7 feet, 7 inches to 8 feet, 6 inches.
Oh, they could play tackle.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
NBA.
So, look, leverage, they have leverage. They're not that tall, but they're just low base and, I mean,
mean. They're tough skinned.
So
bad teeth.
He's charging you, we'll put Andy, you in front, and then he charges you, and then I come up from behind and then choke him.
Yeah, and I'm dead.
Well, yeah, someone's gonna have to die for us to beat
Stiz or Fitzy.
Okay, all right, Stiz. We'll sacrifice
flip a coin or maybe straws or something here.
Then other people hold the gorilla's arms. You know?
Yeah, I think if you get enough people holding, you know, 3 people on each arm, 3 people on each leg, then you start to control him. Now you got to choke him out.
Yeah, choke him out.
So I actually think I would take the humans.
I would too.
Now, I would prefer it not be us. I'd prefer it's like Porzingis said, a bunch of MMA fighters that know how to do all this stuff, you know, break his ankle with a hold, break his other ankle, get him down. Something like that.
What I love is that these guys were answering this question as if they were answering the question of life and existence. And, very serious.
So Tatum was like, and then Porzingis
got
was
into it.
Super. And then there were others after it. They asked
a
bunch of players.
Asked.
Yeah, I've actually done some research. The beauty of the internet is
I've often thought of this.
Let's get a quick phone call in here because Brian in Raynham has a thought on Ted Johnson versus a gorilla. What's up, Brian?
Ted would just slap on a red jersey, claim no contact, and then spend the next 30 years hating anybody that tried to make him go against
Gorilla. There you go. Good joke, Brian.
That's a terrible joke.
Good joke, buddy.
We are 0 for the jokes or the gimmicks on the show today. Charles, the other joke. That was very disappointing. But you know what isn't disappointing? It has never disappointed once on the night show or WEEI afternoons. That's the Stizzard of Oz, Quiz with Stiz, and it is time, so roll it, Stiz.
All right, guys, you know the name.
Look at him.
You know the game. Pumped. Your old Quizmaster Stizzy is back, and he is ready to give you guys some trivia. So before we get started, I will hand it off to my partner in crime, Dan Ball, to give you guys some rules.
Well, thank you, Stiz. It is Andy Hart versus Nick Fitzy Stevens in the Quiz with Stiz. Stiz has prepared 10 questions on a topic of his choosing that is sometimes relevant and actually always relevant in some way, shape, or form. Each host will have the chance to answer the question. If the host gets it wrong, the other host will have the chance to steal. If neither of them get it right, then it will open up to multiple choice questions. It will be a battle to 5 correct answers, and don't forget Andy Hart's favorite element of the new Quiz with Stiz 2.0. The Ted Johnson Lifeline is available. So each host will have the opportunity to use Ted once for their lifeline. If Ted gets it right, it unlocks a second lifeline. But if not, you lose that lifeline. Back to my man, Stiz.
It's Fitzy can use the lifeline.
Yeah.
Andy can't.
Ted Johnson's lifeline is like a lifeboat with a hole in it. It sinks immediately when you jump in.
I throw you a cinder block.
Yeah, no kidding.
You would have thought you guys traveling and doing a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles draft style out in Green Bay would have forged a tighter bond.
Nope.
Still frenemies when it comes to the Stiz quiz.
Never been worse.
Before I give you guys tonight's theme, Nick, you won last week, so heads or tails, my man?
I'll go with what Bill Belichick is not using, his head.
You got it. You will start off tonight. It was heads.
Oh, rigged already.
That's a bad omen for you, buddy.
I actually liked
him.
Well,
he's
second.
Been chasing tails, and it makes me uncomfortable. Okay. So.
Tonight's theme, gentlemen, is famous couples.
Couples. Good. Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
All right, Nicholas, your first question.
Yes.
Joe DiMaggio famously sent flowers to her grave every week for 20 years.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Name?
Who is Marilyn Monroe?
Very good.
Why don't
he's
you
on
just
the board.
Give
he's
him the point
board.
And say, he starts with one.
And it's begun.
That was the easiest
Andy,
one ever.
Andy, why don't you just point out that the grapes are sour before you bite them?
This is
all right,
rigged.
Andrew.
Yes.
This singer released her album Lemonade, which highlighted the trials and tribulations of her marriage with her famous husband.
You think these two questions are equal?
Oh, I knew.
You honestly think these two questions are equal?
Hey, it's lemonade. The way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
5
Andrew.
Seconds, Andy.
Yep, lemonade. Lemonade.
Whitney Houston.
No, sorry. Nicholas.
I believe the most famous person to emerge from Destiny's Child would be Beyoncé Knowles.
He got it. Now, I do want to... Nick isn't in studio.
So he's cheating.
And he famously sits in front of... I know, I'm not accusing him of cheating. I'm just saying...
Yeah,
it's kind of we kind of can't see.
I know
what
you
he's
can
doing.
Type with other things.
Okay,
Stiz, I've been training it for years. I had to go offshore.
If he can do that,
half a decade.
Wow,
puppetry.
It's like
of
Batman
Nick.
Begins.
He's got my respect.
Stiz, I would like to thank you for giving Andy his excuse.
Yeah,
for today.
Seriously,
it's already over.
All right, Nicholas, how old was Justin Timberlake when he began dating Fergie?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Side note, I like Fergie. I'm a big fan of Fergie. Except when she sings the
anthem. Timberlake dated Fergie? Wow. I'll say 24.
No. Andy.
27.
No. Nick. A. 16. Oh, B. Jesus. 19. Jesus. C. 21.
Wow. I'll go with 19.
No. Andrew, how old was Justin Timberlake when he began dating Fergie?
Gotta be. Depends whether Fergie's a Bill Belichick or not. So I'm going to say 21.
Oh!
16?
Justin Timberlake was 16 when he began dating Fergie.
How old was she?
24, I believe. Oof, 23 or 24.
That's borderline not okay.
That's statutory.
Yeah, all right. In some states,
it was only dating guys. They may have like held hands and roller skated.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Hart. Kim Kardashian broke up with this athlete in 2010 after meeting for the first time at the 2007 ESPY Awards.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah.
Oh,
it's right there on the tip of your
tongue. Yes.
I know it is.
5 seconds for an answer or a lifeline.
I'll go to my lifeline.
What are you doing? You always look confident until I say I'm going to my lifeline.
But it's the USC running back. That's who it is.
No, it's the guy who played basketball for the Celtics.
Oh, him? That's who it is?
Yes. What's his name?
Oh,
5 seconds.
What is his name? Oh.
I hate you. I hate you.
And I hate you.
Actually, I don't agree. I don't think it is I don't think it's the basketball player because that would have required divorce. I think a breakup would have taken place with former Heisman holder and now once again current Heisman holder Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. I said USC running back.
Reggie Bush.
He said USC running back. That should be my point.
Man. Gotta get the name.
Reggie Bush has been the only USC running back. That's correct.
I said
well,
USC
OJ's dead, so then it was Reggie Bush.
Easy.
I would have gotten that right for you, man.
You would have. I think you did get it right.
Drink milk, because OJ will kill you.
You guys screwed on that. I would have guessed Reggie Bush.
This is all just a setup to screw me. That's all this is.
Or Norm MacDonald's most famous joke of all time.
That's right.
Charles Woodson's here tonight.
That's right.
It's wonderful to see him. He's got the Heisman Trophy. They can never take that away from you, of course, unless... you murder your wife and a waiter.
That was actually a pretty good norm, Nick. All right, Nicholas.
Actually.
Rapper Machine Gun Kelly was engaged to this Transformer star in 2022, and admitted that the couple, quote, drank each other's blood.
He probably was not engaged to Shia LaBeouf, so I'm going to go with Megan Fox.
Woo!
Good call. Smoke.
Andy, this one is 2007 running away.
Yes, because if you ask him 2 plus 2 and then ask me 7 billion times 3 billion divided by 0.1.
All right, Andrew.
I thought you wanted to go second. You were happy there.
Andrew, I am never happy. Andrew, how many Chiefs games has Taylor Swift attended since she and Travis Kelce began dating in 2023?
So again, you think that's the same as Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe, one of the most famous relationships ever. I have to know the exact number of games over a multi-season span in which Taylor Swift was in attendance.
Hey, Ted, does it smell as foul in the studio as it does this?
Yeah,
this
stinks. This is a setup. I have been getting screwed. This is like Bret Hart in Montreal, the Montreal screw job. This is the Brighton screw job for Andy Hart.
Come on, begin your comeback. What's the score, Dan, real quick?
You really want to know?
It's 4-0, I believe.
Yeah, I'm getting smoked.
All right, come on, Andrew. I got faith in you.
11.
Well, maybe I don't have faith in you.
How the hell would I know that?
Nick.
Who would know that?
This is a number
Jordan.
Random.
Probably would.
I'm going to go with 17.
No.
You just want Andy. Making Andy wait as if I got it right.
I don't think
was
you got
a
Andy.
Chef's kiss.
You got me
standard.
Though. You got me good.
All right, Andy. How many Chiefs games has Taylor Swift attended since she and Travis Kelce began dating in 2023? A 15, B 17, C 22.
15.
Oh, Andrew. Nicholas.
The stupidest
for
game
the
ever.
Win.
We're not doing this spit anymore.
22.
It's just dumb.
Catch 22, baby.
It's not even true. That's a song. That's not a number of games. It's a song.
Games and Nicholas
oh, shut out.
5 points first.
When it's rigged, it's easy to shut somebody out. There was like a cover on my basket on my end of the floor. I wonder if it's a shutout.
I want you to explain in detail how and why this is rigged.
Did you listen to the questions and the differentiation between the easy ones and the hard ones, the easy ones to Nick and the hard ones to me? I'd also like to point out I can no longer criticize the Miami Heat for their performance the other night when they got killed in the deciding game because I just gagged like you wouldn't believe.
I want you to explain to the show after we get off air why you're such a loser.
Ted, there you were
the
like
Rocky. Because the unbiased host is rooting against me and
Ted,
rigging
you
it.
Were like Rocky Balboa there. You had Duke yelling, throw in the towel. Throw in the damn towel. And you just let Apollo get bloodied by my Drago. Unreal.
This is, I don't even know how I come back from this. I don't even know if I'm going to be here for odds and ends in the next segment. I don't think I can show my face around here anymore.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, we've got to shut my Twitch off.
Before we continue, it is our favorite time of the week, Thursday, just about 5:40. It's time for Andy Hart's Excuse Train. Stiz, can you play the theme song?
There we go, Dan.
I'll be happy to always have the excuse train if we do get it sponsored by Amtrak or our friends at the T or something like that. If the Charlie card, if
by
he wants
the Provincetown toy store.
Oh boy! Up next, odds and ends. I'm gonna go to the bathroom or the break room. Try to recover. Try to pull myself together to finish this debacle of a performance. WEEI Afternoons rolls on. Odds and ends.